Women of Hope is on the web, www.twraustralia.org, and follow the links. That's www.twraustralia, all one word, .org. Send me an email and let me know what you think of the program. Perhaps you have some suggestions for future topics. I'd love to hear from you. In my opening comments, I talked about the shearers and how they found their purpose of life was loving their neighbour. The article also said that their God was a God who, with sleeves rolled up, could take time out for a laugh at the world. Sometimes we can get bogged down in life, but an ability to laugh at ourselves and with others is an important key to survival. Glenn Williams joins us from Focus on the Family. Glenn, what role does humour play in our lives?
Well, look, I think humour is incredibly important. I mean, you know, every day we can pick up a newspaper, turn on the radio, listen to the news, watch the news on television, and it can be a little bit overwhelming at times, can't it? And so what we need is some lighter moments, some moments that actually do create humour and give us the opportunity to come outside of our little world of all these dark things that may be happening around us and to enjoy some of the positive things in our world.
We're told that we have a purpose, that we can live with purpose, and this is what this program is about, living with purpose. You can get pretty serious about that, though, can't you?
Look, we can get pretty serious, and we can become quite intense. And when we become intense, what we find is that if we are driven by that particular goal or purpose and it's all-consuming, that all too often, that's our world. And if we don't meet our expectations or the expectations of others in the context of driving forward to achieve that purpose, well then, you know, we miss out on so many other things in our life that I think God would really want us to enjoy.
So therefore, it's important to just stop and laugh.
Stop and laugh, stop and smell the roses. Look, I was in the supermarket the other day at a Target buying a DVD, and we have a Stuart Little DVD. Now, my 4.5-year-old son, he goes, "Oh, there's Stupid Little." I'm saying, "Ben, it's Stuart Little." I mean, I don't want people to hear you saying stupid. They might think that your parents talk that way. But, I mean, we just had to laugh. "There's Stupid Little." And, of course, we turned it on last night. We're watching it. "Oh, there's Stupid Little, Mummy." They are lighter moments. They're moments that you do tend to treasure as well because they're quite silly. They just change the whole environment, don't they? But, you know, it is wonderful when you can be in the presence of somebody who actually does enjoy life. And I have a couple of friends, and I believe they have a real gift. And the gift is this, that when you're in their presence, you are their focus. It doesn't matter what else is happening. I'm sure they've got things happening in their own life that are very important and possibly even incredibly challenging. But when you're with them, you are their focus. What matters most to them is you, because that's who they're with. And they just have that ability to make you feel warm and fuzzy and wonderful and important. And the friends I'm thinking of have a great sense of humour as well.
You're listening to Women of Hope, and joining me now is a woman who lives her life with purpose. Diana Abruzzi is the Executive Chairman of the International Women's Federation of Commerce and Industry. Diana embraces change and risk. During its closed communist era, Diana was a Bible courier in China. And that love for the region continues today as Diana works closely with Asian businesses. Diana, how did this journey start?
Well, I was just a librarian in a little library, in a school library. And there was a time when I came back from, first of all, when God was showing me that I could trust him with my journey into China. And I did that for 12 months. I went in 4 or 5 times into China, putting my life on the line. And God met me at every turn. And the thing was that when I came back from all of that, I went into a retreat and I said, "Lord, I need to be close to you because I need direction for the next part of my life." And I was in that, while I was in there, the Lord showed me a vision of the woman that I would be. And I said, "Lord, I can't be that woman. I'm just not good enough to be that kind of woman." And he took the vision away from me. And I said, "Lord, if I don't do that which you want me to do, then what will I do?" And being the kind of person I am, who's very much an active person, the thought of just sitting in a pew in church, I mean, just wasn't my character. So I said, "Okay, Lord, I will do it. I will be the person you want me to be. And I know that you'll be with me. And with you, I can be that person eventually." So that was the stepping. The first one was that I said, "Lord, here's my hand. Take me." The other thing is, you must never, never be afraid of the unknown. when anyone ever said to me, do this, could you do this or this, I used to say, well, I haven't done it before, but I'll certainly give it a try. And it's through the trying and through the opportunities that were given to me, and because I hadn't done them, hadn't daunted me, I said, I'll do it. And that's where the growth began and the opportunities began.
Diana, we are looking at living with purpose on Women of Hope today. What words of encouragement would you give to women seeking to find their purpose?
I can honestly say to anyone, it doesn't matter where you are or what little a position or you perceive yourself to be in a little position, never ever limit God on where He can take you. And I just so encourage women to put their hand in the hand of God. And I tell you what, it can be the most exciting journey of your life, because God has given you so much potential, so much potential. Everyone has a huge potential. But by putting your hand in God, God has a chance to help you reach your full potential in serving Him. And it's just an amazing journey. And the journey is not over, because we go through different phases of our journey. And I can remember every different position I had, God always said to me, right, it's time to move on. But you know, we get comfortable and we don't want to move on. But I tell you what, when I didn't move on, God pushed me. He had a destiny for me to go along, and He wanted me to fulfill it. And He made sure that I moved on. But you see, today I am so comfortable in the uncomfortable. And that's a wonderful place to be when you're with God. Nothing should daunt you. Nothing should be overcoming to you. It should never be so awesome that you're frightened. Never be frightened. Because if you're fearful, these things can actually hinder your full potential in God. Never be fearful. Just be so willing to go where you've never been before, because that's where you're going to grow.
Diana, thank you for that challenge. Your enthusiasm for life is very evident. Diana Abruzzi, Executive Chairman of the International Women's Federation of Commerce and Industry. Thanks also to Jill McCoy and Glenn Williams for your words of wisdom and humour. Hopefully this series on our search for purpose and meaning has raised questions and encouraged you. If you want to contact Women of Hope about any of the topics, please phone us or send an email. Also, the transcripts of each program can be found on the web at www.cwcius.org.au. That's www.cwcius.org.au. And if today's discussion has raised some questions for you, please contact us by either email or phone. Our email address is womenofhope@cwcius.org.au. That's womenofhope, all one word, at cwcius.org.au. And the phone number, 02-9740-6355. 02-9740-6355. Women of Hope is a joint partnership between TWR Australia and CWCI in Australia. My name is Penny Mulvey, and I look forward to your company again next week on Women of Hope.